the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Good morning, Sandy. So excited to have you on today.
Morning.
So about your email, tell us, when was the last time you actually heard from Ben?
I haven't really heard from him since our date. He hasn't called or answered my text.
Well, okay. How did the date go?
I mean, I had a good time. I thought it was nice. We went out for Thai food, and we had a great vibe. There was never a lull in the conversation. We had a lot to talk about, and I just had, a really nice time.
Okay.
And it seemed like he was just, a nice person, a genuine person, and I wanted to go out with him again. I just don't know why he didn't, call me back or return my text.
Of course. All right, so yeah. I always ask this question. Is there anything that might have, made him feel awkward or just something that went wrong that you know of?
I mean, not at all. I've actually, the date has played back in my head, a million times. And I was looking for, what happened, what went wrong, why didn't he call me back? And honestly, there isn't anything that, sticks out at all.
Right. Isn't that weird how we do that as women? We just replay things over and over and over again.
Totally. You just, analyze and analyze and look, but nothing. I mean, it was a great date.
Well, hopefully it's nothing, and we'll get to the bottom of it. Let's call him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ben?
This is Ben.
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We were actually contacted by Sandy. She says that she's been having a hard time reaching you.
Am I on the radio right now?
Yes, you are. Is there a reason
why? I should have called her back.
Oh.
Definitely should have called her back.
Well, why didn't you?
Sorry. Oh, man. I like her a lot. She is really cool, very attractive. Really, honestly, the main thing was just that she lives too far away from me.
Okay. Where exactly does she live?
That's it.
Where exactly
does she live? She lives in Richmond.
And where do you live?
I live in Georgetown.
I mean, that's not too far. That's 45 minutes to an hour, possibly.
With traffic, could be a little more. Yeah, but that's a lot. It's too far. I don't want to drive, every time I want to see her, I have to get in the car and drive an hour, I don't know that.
You could meet halfway or something. Maybe as you get more comfortable with each other, you can stay over at her place or something like that. I mean, if you like somebody, don't you just
try? Yeah, I feel like, in relationships, I'm the guy. I would we'd start meeting halfway, and then it would end up me driving the whole way every time. I just know that. It's just too much. I'd rather date somebody who's just local, who's could be spontaneous and just, hang out together at the drop of a hat. I having to plan every time, I just don't see it happening,
I get it. I totally understand. It's just, what if you're missing out on the love of your life? You won't know that. Here's the thing. I actually have Sandy on the line with us. Sandy, you want to say something to him?
Thought you might.
Yeah, I guess you don't like me that much if you're not even willing to drive 45 minutes to come see me.
We've only hung out that one time, and I like you. I just was thinking, every time we see each other, we got to drive an hour. Do you want to drive an hour to see me? What if you have a cold and I need to bring you something that's 45 minutes away? I just can't do it. I'm just saying, I don't think,
are you serious? You won't drive 45 minutes to see somebody?
I have a leased car. It's miles on the lease. It's gas. It's time. It's not just that I would do it a couple times, but I'm thinking let's say it's something more than it's just going to be, a major kind of budgetary.
Thanks.
You're so cheap. Honestly, I'm so glad that we called and found out why you never text or call me back, because it's the most ridiculous reason, and I don't even want to go out on a second date with you because you're so cheap.
Oh, my.
You wouldn't even drive 45 minutes to come see somebody, and you're worried about the miles and the gas. That's fine. I'm really glad you didn't call me back now, and I'm glad I found out why.
Time more than anything, I think. So, it's just sitting in traffic. I don't I commute for work anyways, and I'm just going to add another commute.
What?
I just don't, it's not that I'm so cheap. I'm not.
Oh, my.
I paid for the date, I paid for at least bought you drinks, but you know, I'm just like,
Ben, it's okay. I don't think you have to explain anymore. Sandy has made up her mind, but I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry, Sandy, I could not make this work out for you, but at least
you
got an answer.
Thank you for helping me find out the reason. Cause now I feel relieved because I don't even want a second date with Ben anyway, because he's petty and superficial that he won't drive 45 minutes. So thanks for helping me find out the truth.
Oh man.
You're 106.3.